Right now, State School Superintendent Tony Evers announced a plan this week to make it easier for teachers at the beginning and at the end of their careers to be licensed to teach in Wisconsin. Department of Public Instruction officials say this is aimed at addressing a teacher shortage in some districts around the state. Molly Beck joins us now with the details. She's a Capitol reporter at the Wisconsin State Journal. Molly, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start off with the basics, Molly. What kind of changes is DPI talking about here?
Sure. The biggest changes would be a relaxing of the requirements that teachers who are teaching on a one-year emergency teaching license to renew that. These changes would allow those teachers to renew for a second year, even if they haven't passed the required tests that they're supposed to be taking to make that one-year license permanent. And it would also allow retired teachers or teachers planning to retire to get a non-renewable five-year teaching license without going through professional development, which is training that's required to get such licenses. So the Department of Public Instruction and the officials there have said that this is to address what they're, you know, anticipating is going to be a significant shortage of teachers in the schools in Wisconsin.
And let's look at that teacher shortage for a bit. As I understand it, you write that DPI isn't really tracking, they're not doing a census of how many teachers are out there as they used to, but they still have some indicators are showing a likely shortage?
Sure, yeah. Up until 2008, they had been creating these reports called supply and demand reports, which, you know, looked at how many teachers every school district needed and how many were available, you know, looking at a variety of measures, including how many students were in teacher preparation programs in colleges and universities. They stopped doing that in 2008, but they still monitored all of that information through things that the federal government requires them to track. And through the emergency license process that I talked about earlier, how many teachers were getting these emergency licenses, which teachers get when school districts need a teacher and can't find one.
And Molly, kids are starting to go back to school next week in a lot of places, right after Labor Day and some others. Are these changes, they're taking effect, you know, now as kids are heading back to school?
Yeah, they're in effect now. That's right.
So from what you hear from DPI, does this mean that school districts out there are headed into the school year and saying, we're short teachers and we're opening the doors in just a few days?
Sure. I know that for a couple of years, school districts have been really worried about the technical education area. There are very few places in Wisconsin that students who want to teach that subject can study that and become the technical teachers. So they've been anticipating a shortage in that area, and I think overall, you know, school districts are seeing that there are just fewer students in these teacher preparation programs overall. And that's a nationwide trend, too. That's not just specific to Wisconsin. So, you know, I talked to DPI officials, and they're saying it's just getting to a point that, you know they have to do something, and they can't just, you know, wait for, you know, students to decide that they want to go into teaching. You know, there are just reasons right now that students aren't going into those programs like they used to.
I'll dig into that a little more in a bit. But looking at what we're hearing from the DPI now, I understand there are also changes for substitute teachers and how long they can be appointed, I guess, in a certain slot.
Sure. Right. Yeah. There's, you know, when a teacher is on leave, if, you know, it's a female teacher and she becomes pregnant or things like that, and you need a substitute teacher that is there for longer than just a day or two, those short-term substitute teachers can stay in the same teaching assignment for up to 45 days. And that's a new change from 20 days.
Now, to clarify one thing that the new rules are not, a while back an idea was floated in Wisconsin of alternative teacher licensing, things like, okay, no, you don't need a teacher certification license. If you have work experience in whatever the particular subject is, you can get a different kind of license. That is not what's on the table now.
Right. No, that's not what's on the table. I know that in the last budget, Governor Walker signed a budget that would require DPI to grant an initial teaching license to teach technical education subjects to address that shortage that I talked about before, and also grant an initial teaching license to any person that was licensed in another state and had taught for at least a year in that state. So that kind of relaxed the requirements a little bit too in grades 6 through 12. But this does not allow just anybody with work experience to come in and teach that subject that they have the experience in, that, like what was proposed earlier.
Talking to Molly Beck from the Wisconsin State Journal about new offerings from the State Department of Public Instruction on the eve of a new school year, allowing teachers either very early in their career, at the end of their career, retired, making it easier for them to get licensed as teachers. And Molly, let's look at the deeper causes behind this problem. You wrote about a concern that the pipeline, the usual plan, people go into education, they go through college, they get their teacher certification. Here in Wisconsin, that is producing fewer teachers than it used to. What were some of the theories or explanations that people were talking about?
Sure. I talked to Dan Rossmiller at the Wisconsin Association of School Boards, and he said that the pipeline is becoming narrower and weaker, the words that he used. And he said that, you know, it's kind of anecdotal evidence, but there, since the recession of 2008, school districts, I think at that time, weren't able to give the kind of raises that maybe they had in previous years, which you kind of struck a blow to the reliability of teacher pay, so to speak. And that perception of maybe, you know, the teaching profession is not this job I can go into and know can count on, you know, this salary and I'll make a cost of living increase, because some districts weren't even able to do that. So, you know, the status of teachers, he said, is not being seen as high as it once was. And he thinks that's probably one reason that there are fewer people going into the profession. You talk to, you know, a lot of, if you talk to, public school advocates and teacher union representatives, you know, they'll say that, Act 10, Governor Walker's collective bargaining measure, that eliminated teacher union contracts may be contributing to fewer people going into teacher preparation programs in Wisconsin. And then that's obviously disputed from Republicans in Governor Walker's office, obviously, but there's a whole lot of reasons that people are floating around why there might be fewer people going into teaching.
And with the technological education field mm-hmm. that you mentioned, we're seeing particular shortages in. You write, in effect, school districts are raiding teachers from other districts?
Right, yeah. Yeah, I when I looked at how school districts, a few years ago, I was looking at how school districts were, you know, going to address not having teacher union contracts. And one thing I noticed was, you know, in these hard-to-fill subject areas like tech ed, they're, you know, districts who have the money, they're going to pay these teachers more to attract them to their school district, because these are also subject areas that are pretty important in 2016, tech ed would be. And because there's also so few programs to study to become that kind of teacher in Wisconsin, there's very few teachers. So districts who have the money to do it, they're going to pay them more, they're going to give them bonuses, they're going to offer to pay for their moving expenses. And obviously districts who don't have the money to do that can't, you know, lure away a teacher from another district. So that's kind of the dynamic that I think school districts are kind of worried about right now.
And Molly, briefly switching gears in our last couple of minutes, news out this week on ACT scores in Wisconsin. Headlines looked bad on first reading. We'd gone down below the national average after a lot of years near the top of the pack on ACT scores, these annual tests. But we're doing it differently now. Everybody, as I understand it, in a certain grade is taking the test, where it used to be selected students. Can you talk about that?
Right. Yeah. This is the first time that 100% of the, you know, the students in their junior year were taking the ACT test. And it's hard to compare this year's scores to previous years, because only I think 70% or so were taking it in previous years. But it is significant that now that, you know, everybody's taking it and we're looking at what the scores are, they're below the national average. So I think that's why you saw the headlines that you did, that it's something that, you know, education officials are looking at. But, you know, the state superintendent said that drop in the average score was anticipated, and it's a decent place to start for school districts.
So we're starting kind of in a whole new era of how we evaluate the whole ACT test.
Right.
Well, Molly, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Thanks for having me.
That's Molly Beck. She's a Capitol reporter at the Wisconsin State Journal. She joined us to talk about changes in how Wisconsin teachers are licensed, new announcements from the State Department of Public Instruction on the eve of a new school year. We also touched on a change in the way we administer the ACT test to high school students in Wisconsin and how that's changing Wisconsin's national ranking.